All right, everybody, grab your special glasses because we're recording this episode on April the 5th, 2024, just 3 days ahead of the total solar eclipse that's coming to the U.S. And yes, Texas is in the path of totality. It's a big deal. It's kind of neat, although people have gone absolutely bonkers about this thing. And Texas is, yep, in a state of emergency because of the drones of people who have come not just from the West Coast and the East Coast, but internationally to see something that lasts about 5 to 6 minutes. But human nature is what it is, and it is kind of neat because total solar eclipses, specifically ones that have a path of totality here in our homeland in the U.S., is pretty rare. The next one possibly will be like the next 20 years. So I plan on being around for that. But many say, hey, especially if you're older, this may be my only chance. So I get the excitement. However, there's a lot of confusion out there, especially in certain cultures, about the eclipse and safety for pregnancy. I mean, I've got Hispanic pregnant women that are losing their mind about this thing, about where they need to be, how deep in the house do they need to be to avoid the effects of the eclipse.
Everyone follow me, I said. We gotta find shelter.
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
I mean, it's so interesting. What a dichotomy from people going, hey, I'm taking the day off for something that lasts like 5 to 6 minutes. Or the other camp, which is like, oh my gosh, hide yourself, hide your wife, hide your kids. It's coming. It's coming. Get your safety pins ready. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, I posted a little video about the safety pin protection, especially in some cultures like Latin American countries/Hispanic populations, and even some Nigerian cultures who put little safety pins over their uterus, after over their pregnant tummy, to protect the child. So I thought in this episode it'd be kind of fun, one, to talk about these kind of weird little myths that are out there. But because we're about evidence-based medicine, we're going to answer this question. Does the eclipse, does it actually affect the pregnancy? Well, there is one thing that the eclipse can do to you, and it is harmful. So we are going to talk about that one thing in this episode. And as a spoiler, you probably know what that is. But I'll tell you what it is anyway. So does the eclipse actually affect pregnancy? Does it cause preterm labor? Does it cause birth defects? We're going to get into that now. Just trying to keep everyone up to date on evidence-based practice because medicine moves real fast. This is Clinical Pearls.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we get started, I want to say it right here at the beginning. No, this is not poking fun at somebody's kind of spiritual beliefs or cultural mysticism, myths, misperceptions, whatever. I'm not trying to poke fun at anything. But at some point, as medical education, we need to call out stuff to what it is. And when there's just plain misinformation, like the eclipse is going to give your child a third eyeball, we need to be able to stand up in a compassionate, understanding, and culturally aware way to go, honey, no, it's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. That's not how third eyeballs happen to your child. So we need to be able to explain, look, birth defects are out there, 3-5% of the general population, and an average risk, some kind of birth defects happen. Is that crazy or what? Those have been the numbers for decades. It's just that's called the background risk. And that includes small things like cleft lip, cleft palate, to everything, right? So 3-5% is a background risk of malformations of some type. That's just what it is. And there's nutritional issues, there's environmental toxin exposures, of course, and the main factor is genetics. And then some things are just multifactorial, like, I don't know, it just kind of happens. So there's things that are outside of our control. One of the reasons why we need to be aware of this is because, one, it's not just a Texas Hispanic population thing, guys, all right? I mean, this worldwide, there's myths and misperceptions about the sun and eclipse and whatever. In India, I did a lot of research on this over the last couple of days. The eclipse is thought to trigger preterm birth. In Latin American countries, the eclipse doesn't really do preterm birth. Nobody cares about that one that much down there. It's more about the malformations or it's autism risk. No, but okay. It's interesting that different areas fear different things from the same source, okay? And a lot of this has to do with things that are perpetuated. So I want to be clear. I am part Latino. Everybody gets that. I'm not poking fun of this. I just want, I think this would be a fun cultural awareness. And if your patients ask, and if anything, it's a good point of discussion, of why some cultures wear the safety pin on their pants over their pregnant tummy, or wear red underwear is a big deal. Or put a little red string over the baby's arm or on their ankle. The short of it is, it's all to ward off the bad juju, okay? Because we all know that bad juju hates safety pins. Am I right? I mean, it's like, oh man, I was about to get that kid, but tag nabbit, the safety pin is there. Dang it, so close. Yeah, that's not a thing. But again, the whole take-home message here is respectful, understanding, and ask. I always find it's super fascinating because some patients, guys, let me see if you can relate to this, don't even know what they're doing. I mean, they're just weird because grandma, their abuelita told them to do that. Many patients have asked, hey, I see you've got a little safety pin on here. By the way, it has nothing to do with the eclipse. They just wear it all the time. But definitely during the eclipse, because you don't want to be caught with your, you know, pants down, so to speak, and not have your safety pin on. And I'll ask patients who come in, hey, why do you have the little safety pin on? To see if they know. I know plenty of explanations why. And then they're stunned. Oh, you don't know? Oh no, honey. I know. I want to see if you know. Why are you wearing this? And, you know, in my N of X number that over the years, anecdotal evidence that would have asked, I don't know, maybe half are like, I have no idea. I don't know, my grandma told me to wear one, or the kid's going to come out messed up. Oh, cool. All right. And so my thing is, wow, what kind of secret information is that? I mean, if one culture has the secret to autism, isn't that pretty selfish? We should share that with the world. And I always say that, wow, that's all it takes? Oh my goodness. I've been wasting my time with blood work and ultrasounds. My goodness. Is that easy? Does it work? And they look at me again like I'm stunned. I don't know. Does it work? No. The answer is no. It doesn't work. But again, and so we kind of giggle a little bit and go back and forth. And I say, hey, like, if that makes you feel better, if that's going to make you sleep well at night, that you've protected your child with the power of the safety pin, I'm all for it. Knock yourself out. Dang, I'll give them out for you. I just want you to understand that it's not evidence-based, okay? Boy, wouldn't that be something, like 20 years you find out it, like a safety pin on your abdomen, like repels cosmic radiation? Awkward. I will be the first to jump on the mic and go, sorry, I can tell you that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But Nigerian cultures have similar issues with a safety pin and the red ribbon. Hispanic cultures do. Indian cultures do, parts based on where you are in India. Pakistan, very similar myths. Guys, I thought this was really, as I'm part Latino and live in Texas, that this was really a Hispanic thing. It isn't. Now, very quickly, because I don't want to get into all this, I want to get into a little bit of the data, which is very fast. There is no data, because let me give you the spoiler, right? Did you like the title, The Eclipse's Effect on Pregnancy? Ooh, that made you click on it, didn't it? See, I'm guilty of that. I always pick on the media for doing clickbait. Well, I did it. Because let me tell you right now, everybody get ready. If you're driving, pull over to the side. You don't want to miss this, okay? Super important. I'm only going to say this once. The eclipse has an effect of pregnancy of zero. Thank you very much. Mic drop. I'm done. Thank you all. Thank you all for coming. Thank you. I'll see you all next time. No, I mean, but honestly, that is it. No, it doesn't. There is one harmful effect of the eclipse on you. If you do this behavior, you will probably have some side effect. If you stare at it in the middle of the eclipse procedure based on the glare that it gives off, you'll probably burn your eyeballs. So don't look at it unless you have true and not counterfeit little eclipse glasses. Can you believe the FBI is now, like, they got nothing else to do. Now they're tracking down eclipse glass counterfeit rings because apparently it's a big deal. They're like shipping boxes of these things that ends up being like thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars, and they're fake. Wow. I mean, the amount of energy it takes to be a master criminal is just fascinating to me. Wow. So, yeah. So make sure, as a little PSA, you know that your eclipse glasses are correct. And the way that you're supposed to test them is that you put them on, and if you cannot see jack squat, okay, it's a complete blackout, those are legit. If you see anything, if you see little gray figures past the glasses, do not use them. Those are counterfeit, okay? And outside, they should be total blackout, except for the sun reflecting on certain metal things, okay? Or you should be able to see as dimmed light reflection. So yes, counterfeit sunglasses for the eclipse are a big deal. So make sure that you have right ones, please. But I thought within the next 72 hours, as Texas and the path of totality gets ready to go nuts, I thought it'd be interesting that if you're on call this weekend, God bless you. My goodness, because get ready for the phone calls. Can I watch the eclipse? Or do I need to be inside? You can watch it with appropriate eyewear and don't stare at it forever. Get on with your life. And does it affect pregnancy? No. Now, where did that come from? Well, actually, NASA, CDC, there's been plenty of data that has shown, yeah, your baby in utero doesn't really care very much about the eclipse. It is kind of fascinating. It is a very unique issue because while lunar eclipses are one thing, total solar eclipse that is visible to a mass number of people at one time is not very typical. So this is why millions of people are flocking to the path of totality across the U.S. And as I mentioned a little while ago, it is kind of unique because unlike a lunar eclipse, solar eclipses are much more rare because they can only occur during what's called a new moon, when the moon's orbit is tilted just in the right degree amount to Earth's orbit around the sun, okay? And so a lot of factors have to take place for a solar eclipse to happen and for a total one that's visible is pretty darn neat, all right? But if you're busy or you can't get to it or whatever, you're really bummed, please don't get depressed about the fact that you're going to miss this one, okay? Because I'm going to give you the date. Here it is, guys, of the next one. How about that? And it's not my prediction. I mean, I'm looking at the NASA website. And the next one, unless, you know, something happens, well, it's just, ooh, that's depressing. Let's just say the next one, according to NASA, is August 23rd, 2044. Put that in your iPhone calendar, okay? August 23rd, 2044. Wow. Guys, I do have members of my family who are totally geeking out about this. I mean, to be honest, I mean, they're just like, oh my gosh, it's happening, it's happening. I mean, meanwhile, I'm like, I'll be in clinic. I don't know about you. I got stuff to do. But again, I'm not minimizing it. But wow. Look, the last time that there was an eclipse, right, it was 2017, and there were articles posted. I'm looking at one right now, like from The Guardian. I mean, there's literally a woman, like not just like weeping. I mean, like bawling, like, oh, it's so beautiful. Wow. Wow, I'm like up to Prozac or something. Something is happening. I'm like, what is up? I mean, this is so beautiful. It's like the double rainbow. Y'all remember that some time ago that it was on YouTube? Like, oh my gosh, it's a double rainbow. It's so beautiful.
Oh, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Woo. Oh, my, oh wow. Yeah! Oh my! Oh my! Oh my God! Look at that! It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow.
Yeah, guys, I'm fascinated by that. It is. It's a reminder that we are a speck in a wonderful, huge universe. I still got things to do. Everyone, because what we do here on the show is highlight evidence-based data. We've got to cover some publication on this, okay? And this really isn't that out of left field. There is data on this. And the data is that there is no data. I mean, that there's no effect, okay? So we can take a look at lunar timing and menstruation and birth rates, because nobody wants to be on calls in a new moon, am I right? I mean, who wants to sign up for that? I'll take it. There's no data for that. There's so many things that have been passed on, even among us guys. Come on, let's be honest. Oh my gosh, it's a full moon tonight. I have to be on call, you know. So what? It does not matter. Now, there's been plenty of data that has looked at this and the psychology of this. And it really is fascinating. It's that tie-in that there's something that ties us to the infinite, something that ties us to something beyond ourselves, all right? To infinite intelligence is what Napoleon Hill called it in his pivotal book in the 1920s that's kept on being published and keeps on being a bestseller. I've read that many times, called Think and Grow Rich, and that doesn't mean like grow rich like financially. It means grow rich like in your life. And his thing is that of how align your thoughts with the greater universe, right? And I'm not, guys. I am not like New Agey at all. And I think I've mentioned this in previous podcasts, but I do believe that we have the ability to spiral down a negative staircase because of our own thought processes. We are our own worst enemy, right? And that's called the negative. Negativity bias. That's my TEDx talk, this is real. Okay, it's absolutely real. And the point is that how much more does that affect our cortisol levels, immunity? I mean, there's a lot to that. Now, if you've got a malignancy, I am not saying you can think yourself out of that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying what you think about your future prognosis absolutely has to do with how you'll get through that process, all right? That's the will to live, right? I mean, the will to overcome is powerful. And what am I doing now? Oh, the eclipse and psychology. That's what I'm talking about. Well, this was studied in 2023 in November 2023 in Curious, the online journal. And it's pretty good. There's a lot of stuff in that publication. I'll post this link on our reference list. Just the fall of 2023, guys. The title was Moon and Health, Myth or Reality? Ooh, are things tied to the lunar cycle? I mean, again, birth, oh my gosh, births on a full moon. That's not real. Now, can you be busy on a full moon? Absolutely. That's just because it just happened to be busy. But this publication did actually look at that. I mean, it did. And also, guys, and there's a lot of anecdotal stuff that goes on, right? Like, I can tell you, I've been a labor and delivery nurse for 50 years. And when there's a full moon, it's going to be busy. Well, that's called a perception bias. That's observer bias. Because you will find what you're looking for. But objectively, there's no data for that. And this Curious publication from November 2023 actually looked at that. I'm looking at it right here. One of the topics that they looked at, because they looked at a lot of things, cardiovascular health, menstruation, mood issues. But specifically here, birth rate and time of deliveries. The short of it is, let me just give you the synopsis. Quote, it is a popular belief that the lunar cycle has a significant role in deliveries. A study has been conducted to investigate the possible link between birth frequency and birth complications and frequency with lunar phases. It was found that there was nothing to suggest a possible association between them. And I know what you're thinking. Well, fine. That's what, where was that published? That was published in the Gray Journal, 2005, by Arliss et al. Okay. And that's not just that one. I mean, there's objectively, if you take a look at birth records, like there's nothing there. Here's another study that we're looking at right here. A total of 3,706 spontaneous births were reviewed in a study period. Okay, 3,706. And quote, the analysis showed that on the full and at the times of new moons, there were no noticeable variance in the number of births. So can it line up, you know, at a time where, man, you're super busy and it happens to be a full moon? Yes, that is called coincidence. That's called a parallel occurrence. Things happening in together, okay? But it doesn't mean that one caused the other. Oh, wait, here's another one. Listen to this. How many times have you heard of this? Oh, my goodness, the ER is going to be nuts. It's going to be nuts because it's a full moon, and you know what that means. Well, out of the European Journal of Emergency Medicine, back in 2002, they actually looked at violent behavior and moon cycles. Myth or fact? Yep, that's the title. And very clear, it stated, quote, despite the attractiveness of the popular belief that the moon influences human behavior, the analysis of our data does not support an association between lunar phases and frequency of violent behavior. So sorry, werewolves, it's just not going to happen. We do need to bring this back to the solar eclipse. And on NASA's own website, they have a common myths about not just the eclipse, but solar activities in general outlined. All right. And so I'm going to read this very quickly because I actually did not know one of these things because I'm not an astronomist, nor am I an astrologist, just to throw that in there. But I did not know about the trillions of neutrinos that are emitted from the sun every day. Yeah. Neutrinos. So, okay. So let me read this, and it has no effect on pregnancy, but I think this is a nice way as we wrap this up, okay? So you can tell your pregnant patient, we are bombarded daily by trillions of neutrinos, and for the most part, it's okay. So here it is. So NASA has on its website under myth, if you are pregnant, you should not watch an eclipse because it can harm your baby. Now, while it's talking about watching it, it's in the bigger picture of just being in the presence of the eclipse in general. Okay. So the next section that I'm going to read you is directly from NASA. Okay, here it is. Quote, this myth is related to the previous false idea that harmful radiation is emitted during a total solar eclipse. Although the electromagnetic radiation from the corona, seen as light, is perfectly safe, there is another form of radiation that travels to Earth from the sun. Deep in the solar interior, where nuclear fusion takes place to actually light the sun, particles called neutrinos are born, and they zip unimpeded out of the sun and into space. They also pass through the solid body of the moon during the eclipse, and a second or so reach Earth and pass through it as well. Now, let's stop there for a minute. What? Why didn't nobody tell me this? This is freaky. What the heck is going on? It goes through solid matter? What in the world is happening? Guys, I'm not making this up, okay? Neutrinos. If science is, space science is your side gig, wow. Okay. Not neutrons, okay? Neutrinos, okay? Now, hold on. It gets better. Here it is. They continue, quote, every second, your body is pelted by millions of these neutrinos, no matter if the sun is above or below the horizon. The only consequence is that every few minutes, a few atoms in your body are transmuted into a different isotope by absorbing a neutrino. End quote. Now, hold on. You're like, what the hell? What, I don't want my atoms transmuted. Hold on. Calm down. They go on to say, quote, this is entirely harmless and would not harm you. And if you are pregnant, does not harm your developing baby. End quote. Now, when I was researching this, this kind of freaked me out a little bit. I'm like, what now? My atoms are getting transmuted into a different isotope by absorbing a neutrino? What the? Guys, I've been on this earth for some time. I never knew that. Take that to discuss with your partners. There you go. On Monday. So, hey, you guys, did y'all know that we're about to get pelted by trillions of neutrinos just like every other day? There you go. Thank y'all for coming again. This is worth listening to this episode, wasn't it? Trillions of, is it neutrinos or neutrinos? I don't know. Neutrinos. Whatever. Well, there you go. All right, everyone, as we get ready to wrap this up, what's the take-home message? Eclipses and celestial events are pretty darn cool, and they are pretty fascinating because it reminds us that we are a tiny little speck in a vast, beautiful universe. So when you look at it from that, yeah, our daily little struggles and, you know, he said, she said, and these little arguments seem kind of petty. Okay. So a couple of things that we stated in this episode, NASA, not a sponsor. We also talked about Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, not a sponsor, no proprietary info, or gibbies, because I said that in this episode. And the take-home message is enjoy the eclipse, have fun, be safe, look at it correctly with appropriate eyewear, and no, it will not give fetuses, pregnant women, their baby a third eyeball. So that's not going to happen. But remember, it's always about understanding where patients are coming from, cultural awareness, respect for others, understanding where they are at. And above all, if it's going to make them sleep better at night, then give them the info, give them your medical blessing, and go knock yourself out. All right, everyone, let's take it home. All right, podcast family, that brings us to a wrap. As always, we're thankful for you, and we're glad you're part of our podcast community. We'll see you on another episode of Clinical Pearls.